Hello and welcome to the Dirty Thursdays podcast. I'm your host, Ian Tordella, and we're coming to you direct from Dirty Boulevard Recording Company in San Diego, California, here on El Cajon Boulevard. Each week we feature local jazz artists, singer-songwriters, bluegrass, and acoustic groups. This week we're in studio with a very unique artist. She plays the harp, but not the kind you blow into, the other kind. Her name's Kelsey Little, and welcome to the show, Kelsey.
Thank you.
So you have a new project that you're working on Aural Gravy Records?
Yes, I just signed a one record deal with them, and I'm going to be making my first professionally recorded full-length LP. I got really into the process of recording myself about 4 years ago, and so I made an album just on my own, and I really like it, but this will be a whole different experience because I'll be in the studio recording my own music. So yeah, I'm excited about it.
Great. So you said you're working on an LP. Does that mean you're actually going to press records?
You know, I haven't asked my record guy about that yet, but I'd really like to, maybe even just out of my own funds, because I just have a thing for vinyl, but it's going to be on CD mostly.
Right.
We haven't actually started the recording process yet, but I've mapped out all the songs and my wish list instrumentation, and I can hear it in my head and it sounds great. So
excellent. Well, you know, a lot of indie bands are doing 7 inches and actual LPs, so there's a lot of companies now who will press a small run. So definitely send us a record when it comes out.
Absolutely.
Well, then I'll have to plug in my record player.
Yeah. It'd be worth it.
So you were working for a while with a great sort of bluegrass, I don't know what you would call it, not exactly bluegrass, but The Wrong Trousers, which was harp, vocals, mandolin, and bass.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us a little bit about that band?
Yeah, I met my band members in Coronado School of the Arts, which was at Coronado High School, and we were just all going to school there, and I think we just started jamming one day. I think we were covering Yoshimi Battles, the Pink Robots, Part 1 from the Flaming Lips record, which has like 4 chords, and we were just kind of jamming out on it, and it sounded really, the instrumentation sounded really cool, and so we performed the next time at our little performances through school, and it just kind of escalated from there, I guess. We started playing around Coronado and then around San Diego at the open mics, and then we made a record. And we went on a little self-booked 2-week tour up and down the coast, and it was really fun. But now everyone's kind of off doing their own thing. Joseph, the mandolin player, goes to UCLA, and Mac graduated from SDSU and's on a cruise ship in Australia somewhere, and so I decided to do my own music.
Nice. And were you already into doing solo repertoire, I guess, or solo songs before then? Have you been writing these tunes over a few years, or?
I mean, I guess with the start of my self-recording, I had written a few things, but I didn't really get that into writing my own personal songs until after the band wasn't really together anymore, because I always relied on Joseph to write the chord progressions, and I never thought I was very good at writing the music part. I'm a really good lyricist, I feel, but the music, I was just kind of... And performing by yourself is so much different than performing with a band. It scared me so much. I would never get nervous with The Wrong Trousers, but by myself, my first gig, I was shaking.
It's a whole different animal, yeah.
It really is, but I'm really used to it now, and I enjoy it.
Wonderful. So we're going to hear a couple new songs. Maybe you could tell us a little about the first song you're going to do.
The first song I'm going to do is the song of which I'm most proud, I guess. And it's called Hands. And it's about the fact that I believe that everyone in the world has something unique to give, whether it be an artistic talent or the way that you listen to people or, I don't know, just something you create. And I think that sometimes we're afraid to like fully give those things, but I think that it needs to be done or else the world will just stay the same. And when you give of yourself, the world changes. So that's what it's about.
Thank you. thoughts of you. At once I think your image is of no one in particular. Then they told me in print it was you. Ooh, ooh. And captured in a moment of love and war, I counted myself amongst the changed and moved. I know it hurts. It sometimes hurts to live. The beauty of it all can be all too much to give, but you must give.
The song is called The Search for My Blue Feather, and it's about being yourself regardless of how other people perceive you.
Times, but I'll admit that I have a knack for rhythmically syllabic rhymes, I guess, in this from a girl who thinks cliches are an okay route. I guess I'm just figuring things out.
Wow, great writing. I really like your tunes.
Thank you.
That was nice. So occasionally on the show, we have a little segment called Pigeonhole the Artist.
Hmm.
But of course, I keep getting people in who are really hard to pigeonhole. But I would say something like indie folk would be the tagline or something. But
That's pretty much exactly how I describe it. Because I feel like it is, as with The Wrong Trousers, it is sort of not... doesn't fit into any one genre. So I usually say like acoustic indie folk rock. That's what I say. I don't know.
On the other hand, you know, I think that might not work because indie is automatically a little bit emo and depressing. And
is it?
Your music is very positive.
Yeah.
So
maybe like folk pop.
Folk pop.
How about that? It's like dance music for... I don't know.
Yeah, we just need the sequencer. You can get some beats going.
Be pretty awesome. Kanye can sample one of my songs.
Yeah.
So I saw in your bio that you were influenced from everything from Nickel Creek and Joni Mitchell to the 80s sort of rock pop band Timbuk3, which was probably out when you were 2 years old or something. But how did you come up... from all these different influences, how did you come up with a concept for being a singer-songwriter on the harp?
Well, my musical listening background, I mean, I had that sort of typical singer-songwriter experience where I found my mom's old collection of vinyl when I was 8, you know, and I listened to, like, Strawberry Fields and, like, over and over again and stuff. But then I went into middle school and everyone was into, like... Simple Plan and Sum 41, like awful music, you know, it's just like in retrospect, Good Charlotte. So I didn't really discover the music that actually connects with me till high school. But what really changed my perspective on song form and songwriting, and I guess kind of made me the songwriter I am today, is Joanna Newsom, who is, you know, like probably the most prominent harpist songwriter there is. Have you heard her?
No.
She's incredible. She has this voice that sounds like she's either 6 years old or like an Appalachian grandmother, but it's amazing. But her songwriting, though, just floored me. It's like nothing you've ever heard before. And after hearing that you could write songs and perform them like a singer-songwriter would on guitar on the harp, I guess I got inspired and I started writing lyrics and... she's been my main influence, and I guess that's kind of cliche for harpists to say, but since you haven't heard of her, it's not.
Well, that works, yeah. So originally, did you come from a classical background and sort of moved into doing songs, or was it all at once?
Well, with harp, I didn't even know until I had been 4 or 5 years into studying harp that there are two schools of harp method, and I didn't even, the teacher that I had, I don't think she taught me one or the other. And so I got into high school and I was thinking, am I going to have like a career with the harp or something? So I started learning more classical stuff. I just started on your standard harp pieces, which are just little littlies, I don't know. But then I started, you know, looking into classical music and playing in orchestras and stuff, and I liked it, but I wasn't classically trained, I found out later when I took other lessons, and I didn't really connect with playing that sort of music, so I guess I just kind of started experimenting playing the harp. I feel like I play harp like someone would play guitar. Like, there aren't that many harpists who play chordally, but I could play along with,
right.
I could play a chord chart, you know, and I like to do different things with it and experiment with the different timbres that can come out of it, because it's a really versatile instrument.
Nice. And I guess playing rock and sort of in a bluegrass genre, it definitely works, and you can play sort of, you're somewhere in between the mandolin and guitar.
Yeah.
Or banjo.
Yeah, like I...
You can cover all of it.
Yeah, I can, and I I learned how to solo, which was the hardest thing for me on the harp, because I had just been used to reading through composed music, and then they're like, Max, you know, like, all right, go to A sharp 7 sub whatever, and I was like, I have no idea what you're talking about, and but I learned how, so I think that's also influenced.
This is why you shouldn't hang around jazz musicians.
No, I don't.
It's a very bad influence. Nobody does. Well, you're gonna do a few more tunes for us. What's the next one?
The next one I am going to do is called Walnuts in Peru, which all of my song titles mean a lot to me. They have meaning, but they take a while to explain. I guess that's the most personal part about my songs is the titles, but I'm pretty positive generally in life, and I have a very optimistic outlook on things, but I was just getting out of a relationship, and I was wondering how it could be possible to start over again, and just, I was wondering how many times you can possibly split your heart off and give it to other people, and so this is what that song's about, so.
We'll have to see how the walnuts play into it.
Yeah. Yeah. Over and over, I go outside to the gate of my apartment to let you inside. Come inside, it's all right. Your faces melt together with my change in life. Soon I won't be able to distinguish day from night. Day from night, it's all right. What good is touching words up inside my body? But then you stop and the feeling's gone from me. And what good is all touching words if my heart don't work? You showed up in summer without calling first. Sorta knew how things were gonna go, as if we'd rehearsed. Redisperse me, I am sorry. I wanted you, you wanted me. Wanted each other, my dear, and we'll keep on wanting separately. Reimburse me for this missed opportunity. And what good is touching words up inside my body?
telling you my heart don't work.
This last song is called Now Is All We Have.
And if you just tuned in, this is Dirty Thursdays, and we've been listening to harpist and songwriter Kelsey Little. Kelsey, thanks a lot for sharing your music with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
And where can our listeners find you on the World Wide Web?
Well, I just started building my website, and it's Kelsey Little, KelseyLittle, .bandzoogle, that's BandZoogle.com, and it's going to have a better name soon, but that's where you can go, and my shows will all be posted there, and you can get updates on my album that's called Personal Myth that's going to come out in midsummer.
So please watch for Kelsey's new record coming out on Aural Gravy Records, and we're going to have links to everything on our website. If you're listening on iTunes, our website is dirtythursdays.com, and you can subscribe to our RSS feed and also see some pictures. I'm Ian Tordella, and until next time, that's all from Dirty Thursdays here at Dirty Boulevard Recording Company. Our photo editor is Darcy Fontenot. Our head of foreign affairs is Stephen Bender. Our spiritual advisor is Amy Andrews. Our SEO consultant is Lindsay Saul. And our intern and production assistant is Mo the Cat. For all your studio needs, remember, nothing says value like El Cajon Boulevard.